The New York City Council launched a series of hearings today to examine the city's response to Hurricane Sandy. The hearings will look at the collective response to the storm by city agencies and their partners, with an eye toward improving planning and preparedness for future storms. WBAI's Linda Perry covered the hearing and files this report.
A full house in the council chambers at City Hall was the scene for the first of a dozen or so hearings looking at the city's response to Hurricane Sandy. Council Speaker Chris Quinn said the purpose of the hearings is to break down what went well and what didn't go well, and to do a better job in the future.
Clearly, there were things and city workers who deserved tremendous accolades. And then there were other things where, if you talk to New Yorkers, we just didn't get it done as well as we should have. We don't want to have to ever hear that from New Yorkers. Our collective job is to make sure we get it done better the next time. And that's what we're here to lay out a plan for, working with all of our colleagues in the government and at the not-for-profit and community-based level.
Quinn says the more information the city council can gather from everyone impacted by the storm, the better. One complaint was the 10 days it took to establish a door-to-door presence to check in on the elderly and the disabled, and one solution disputed as not very useful by OEM Commissioner Bruno, but accepted as a possibility by Deputy Mayor Kaz Holloway, is to create a registry of older and disabled adults to check in on when another emergency strikes the city.
Many people have suggested that New York and every jurisdiction would be served by having a registry of homebound disabled senior individuals. The Commissioner of Office of Emergency Management disagrees with me, doesn't think that's a good idea. I understand the point that registry today may not be 100% accurate tomorrow. But if we had a collaborative registry working with information we got from New Yorkers, with not-for-profits, with other entities, we would have at least some sense of where people are to help us go find them in the event of an incident or a natural disaster. Will it be perfect? No. It is just better than having no list at all, and I plan to follow up and push the administration to make sure we develop one.
Those in attendance listened to testimony from Deputy Mayor for Operations Kaz Holloway and OEM Commissioner Bruno. Then it was time for a Q&A. Councilmember Otto from Staten Island worried over cuts to his fire department. Brooklyn Councilmember Recchia told the Deputy Mayor the city should stop sending Brooklyn fire trucks to Staten Island. Recchia said his district was left out.
First, I want to pick up where Councilman Otto talked about the fire department. Division 8, which is located in Staten Island, but they're responsible for the battalions and the companies in Staten Island and Southern Brooklyn, okay? They took companies from South Brooklyn. We were short fire help from the fire department. My district was short this. Coney Island has two firehouses. They both went underwater. One on Neptune Avenue is always going underwater. Before the storm, thank God I called the speaker. She says, what do you need? I said, I need sandbags to protect my firehouse. This firehouse, every storm since Irene, since 1992, this firehouse goes underwater. And there's nobody there to help them. When are you going to start helping my district and stop taking our from South Brooklyn to fire department and bring them to Staten Island? When are you going to change that?
Recchia didn't receive a satisfactory answer. Recchia then wanted to know about another decision.
How come no hurricane boats were put into Brooklyn?
Again, I am not going to speak to specific operational decisions of the department, except
I know that's why I'm bringing them up here, because somebody has to answer to my community. Somebody has to answer to Coney Island, Seagate, Manhattan Beach, Garrison Beach. Someone has to say why. Why we left out. Well, and nobody is answering this question.
I don't think anybody was left out. I certainly can
Well, according to your testimony right here, we got no hurricane boats.
The deputy mayor said it was a choice made from the best information at the time.
I want to know who made the decision regarding nursing homes and hospitals not to evacuate the hospital, Coney Island Hospital, and the nursing homes. How was the determination made not to call for mandatory evacuation? It was mandatory for Irene, and it wasn't for this storm. I went to all my nursing homes. We contacted them. I went to Coney Island Hospital before this, as the storm was coming in. I just couldn't believe it. Was it mandatory? Who made that decision?
Well, the ultimate responsibility for how evacuations were done and who was evacuated, when and how, was certainly a decision of the mayor and the administration based on the best information that we had at the time.
Then Rekia wanted to know about schools.
The schools in my district were devastated. We just got the last one open. The children still do not have the curriculum books that they need. We still need desks and chairs for the children. We need help. Could you please get us help in Coney Island for my Coney Island schools? They've been sending emails, requests for materials that they need. Every day that goes by, the children are not getting on with their lives. We need help. How do we get help from the Department of Ed to help us get the desks, the chairs, the books that they need?
Holloway told the councilman he was going to follow up with him. Although the hearing was contentious at times, it was a good place for the mayor's office and the OEM, the Office of Emergency Management, to take into account reports from the ground gathered by council members from their constituents. More city council hearings will continue through February. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.